Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
From today's Gospel, the words of Jesus in St. Mark chapter 12, verse 44. She, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had. I once heard the story of a priest, who was probably an Australian, who went to a new parish, and on his first Sunday, when the collection came up, looked at it rather disappointingly, and whispered to the acolyte, "Is this all they gave?" He then stopped the organist and held up his hand and announced, "That wasn't good enough. We're sending the plates around again." Now, I have no intention of doing the same today, but what I want to do is thank all of you who have brought your pledges to church on this Pledge Sunday. Some of our parishioners are doing it hard, and so I appreciate the commitment you bring today on those yellow cards. After the collection of the offering in the during the anthem, there will be a second collection of the pledges. They'll be brought to the altar, offered to God, and placed on the altar for the rest of the Eucharist. They're being offered to God because, of course, they are not just a pledge of your finances, but symbolic of the offering of yourselves to God Himself, and a sign of your commitment to Christ. And so we honour that commitment as we offer ourselves to the living God. It would not have gone unnoticed that today's Gospel is highly appropriate for Pledge Sunday. The widow gives just a little amount to the temple collection, but it far exceeds what everyone else gave, particularly those scribes and Pharisees Jesus compares her to, because she gives all she has. You will notice in the Gospel that Jesus doesn't say she gave all she could spare or all she could afford. No, he says she gave all she had. She who could least afford it. Now, I'm not going to preach a sermon on stewardship today. That was done so very well 2 weeks ago by Mr. Rick Acciocchi. And as Rick has done before, he spoke so well of his own commitment, of his tithing to God, even when he's been unemployed, and of the countless blessings he has received from his commitment. In fact, today the widow preaches to us, doesn't she? A woman so committed to God that she was generous to a fault. And it's very easy for us to see ourselves in the same way as this widow in the Gospel. For like her, we have come this morning to this temple to offer our pledge, a free and committed offering. And we do it for various reasons, don't we? Firstly, our parish, this church community, which we call our spiritual home, has needs, and particularly a budget, a very large budget. Like other churches, the going has been tough this year, but we are a generous parish. In Lent, you gave over $16,000 for those affected by bushfires in Australia, and that was on top of your regular pledges and giving and offerings. Yes, we give generously, and we give when there is a need. And that's been the pattern as long as I've been your rector. So we know about giving, but also our giving is personal, isn't it? We love this church. We love the building. We love what happens in it. We love the people who belong to All Saints. The very walls breathe to us in a family way. We are familiar. And we want this church to continue. And we want its work to flourish and increase, and we want to see more people packing out the church. For here, you and I come to find peace from God, to receive His grace in Holy Communion Sunday by Sunday and during the week, to be strengthened by the sacraments when we are weak and need strength, to learn about the faith, to enjoy fellowship with our brothers and sisters in Christ, to have fun, and also we depend on the clergy for prayer, ministry and support when we need it. Yes, we love all saints. And beneath that love, beneath all that, is an underlying question. Where would we go to church if all saints didn't exist? There is no chance of us finding any other place that worships like this, that has fun like this in San Diego. You would have to drive somewhere a long way away. So we know we have something special and unique here, and it's partly because we are special and unique. We make this place what it is. But all that aside, there's a bigger reason why we bring our pledges today. And that reason, of course, is Jesus. Going back to the gospel, we see a woman contributing to the temple finances, because that was part of Jewish religious practice for that woman. In those days, you tithed and you gave offerings because it was part of the way you lived your life as a follower of God. It was part of the rules, in fact. And similarly, Muslims also give alms and offerings because it's the rule of their religion. Jews and Muslims, like Christians, give offerings because we all believe that God created the world, that He created us, and we owe Him something back as a token of our thanks. Through those rules, people of other faiths believe they come close to God, are forgiven their sins, and gain entry into heaven. Now, we Christians are a little different. In fact, we're the odd man out. Yes, we also believe that God created the world and everything in us, in it, and that our offerings are our response to Him for all that He has given to us. And who amongst us hasn't been blessed? But the difference is we also believe in that funny thing called the Trinity, and particularly in Jesus, whom we call the Son of God. That makes us very different to all the others. But particularly we believe that it is what He did, dying on the cross and rising from the dead, that brings us close to God, that forgives our sins and gets us to heaven. That is the essence of the Christian faith. We may have similar rules to other religions, but it's not what we do. It's not anything we can do that achieves the age-old desire to be one with God. For it is what Jesus did that achieves all that. He has already forgiven our sins, made us one with God, and offers us the path to heaven. St. Paul goes into great detail about this in his epistles. He says we are saved by grace, not by the law, by faith, not by works. And Christ's death and resurrection are called in Christian theology the atonement, a word which means at-one-ment, because what He did makes us at one with God. And lo and behold, today's epistle from Hebrews chapter 9 explains this in a very wonderful way. The writer compares what the high priest did every year in the Jerusalem temple with what Jesus did on the cross, and he draws a distinct parallel. Every year, the high priest goes into the temple, goes beyond the veil into the Holy of Holies, and offers the sacrifice of a lamb. The blood is spilt and he offers it to God for his own sins and the sins of the people. By comparison, Jesus, after his resurrection, enters the sanctuary which is in heaven, the heavenly temple, having offered himself as the sacrifice. Because Jesus is without sin, therefore he is the perfect high priest. And because he willingly and freely offers himself as the sacrifice, therefore he is the perfect sacrifice. So what Jesus did on Good Friday is something that never needs repeating. It was once for all, and ever since has given forgiveness of sins to the whole world. It is perfect for our benefit, and no longer do we need annual sacrifices. So when we reflect on this theology, we realise any offering we make does not achieve what Jesus already achieved, but is a response to what Jesus has done. Your offering today of your financial commitment, along with all our work here as a parish community within the parish, and as Christians in the wider community, all our prayers, our worship, our devotions, all our efforts to be disciples of Jesus, this is ultimately all a response by us to what our Lord has done. And importantly, by this response, we are enabled to grow as Christians and to be his disciples. The widow, said Jesus, put in everything she had her whole living. We too are called to focus our whole living on Christ. And that is the ultimate meaning of Pledge Sunday. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.